Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. OMG, we are super excited to have you joining us here on this lovely, wonderful day. Listen, shout out to all of those that are listening in from Twitter and those that are listening in from Facebook. We love you guys. And those that will listen from Charvette.com, we love you as well. So we want to jump right on into today's show. I'm telling you what, we have a phenomenal show lined up for you. Listen, hanging out with me in the virtual studio, I'm going to be bringing her to the mic momentarily. You will not believe I have Veronica Petrucci on the line of Angelo and Veronica. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you what. Three-time Dove Award winners. You've seen them all over everywhere. And listen, she has a solo project that is coming out this month. We're going to be chatting it up with her. And she's going to be in Richmond, Virginia this month. So we're going to let you know all about it. And then in our second segment, we will be chatting with a new artist, Sequoia Birch. And I'm telling you what, she is a rising star. She's appeared on Tyler Perry. She's been in BET Sunday's Best Season 2. She's also done some mainstream work with India Irie, and she has a new project out called It's Me. We're going to be chatting up with her. And then the third segment, we're going to be talking to Dwayne Bennett, and he's going to be talking about 7 winning ways to college success. Yes, so we know we're in that school time frame. He's going to give you some tips. He's certainly a sought-after speaker and author, and we're glad to have him back on the show. All right, so we're going to move again right into our very first segment. I am delighted to have this young lady on the line with me. Let me tell you, there is a buzz about Veronica all over the internet, all over everywhere. She has been doing some phenomenal things. We're going to talk about Take Me to the King that she did in Spanish, because certainly I'm telling you what, Tamela Mann has been singing that everywhere and tearing it up, and people have just fallen in love with it. But we are excited because a brand new solo project, Made It Out Alive, and Veronica is releasing that this month. So I want you to get ready. I'm bringing it to the mic right now. Veronica, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio
Show.
Hey,
Charvette. Oh, my God. Oh. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so very honored to be with you.
Oh, we are ecstatic to have you. I'm telling you I could certainly go through a list of things through your bio of all of the stages you've graced and all the people you've been with. And listeners, you can go to veronicap.com and read her full bio. But we want to hear about this new solo project. So what even prompted you to put together a solo project?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Actually, wasn't me. It was actually my husband. My husband, yeah. God put this in his heart probably 11 years ago. So that's when we say, wow, this album has taken over a decade, we're really serious about that, because I think it was like 12, 2001, that God just put this in my husband's heart. And, of course, I was just like petrified,
Like, I got to do this by myself?
Yeah. That's where that whole song, No Fear, comes from. It comes from a real, true life struggle with fear, But God just put it in his heart, and then God put it in my heart, and, it's been over 10 years coming. So,
goodness.
Just coming into fruition now, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. And so what is it? It's certainly, I know it is amazing to see kind of this baby birth. It's almost like a birthing process. And certainly radio has fallen in love with No Fear, which was the first project and first single, and people just loving that. So tell us about all of the great collaborations that you have been able to get together on this project.
Oh, my goodness, I would have never, ever imagined to have these special guests that I have on this album. I would have never, ever imagined it. But I have a song with both Fred Hammond and Canton Jones.
Yeah.
I have a duet with Shirley Murdoch, which I would have never have thought.
Yes.
She's amazing. She is amazing. I've always admired her for a very, very, very long time. I have a duet with John P. Key, Pastor John P. Key, Expecting Great Things, the single that's out now. Mississippi Mass Choir is backing me up on the title track, Made It Out Alive, which to me is my heart because it is my testimony.
And I'm telling you, I heard you.
I'm forgetting somebody.
Oh, no, I think you captured them, but I heard you sing Made It Out Alive, North Carolina Gospel Announcer Guild. Big shout-out to Bishop Arvetra Jones. But that song, I was like, oh, that song is powerful. It is really powerful.
It's my story. It's my testimony, how I made it out alive out of, the spirit of fear turns into depression. The Bible says anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression. And that's what happened in my life, where fear snowballed into depression. And that's what I had been struggling with for many, many, many years, But God set me free. God set me free. And that's what Made It Out Alive is about. It was about the one day back 16 years ago, where I was going to take my life, where I was going to end it all. But the Holy Spirit restrained me. You know, the very presence of God, the very presence of my family saved my life that day. And God, after that day, because I just cried out so desperately to the Lord, you know, I praise God for getting into that desperate place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're willing to do whatever it is you have to do, you know, for things to change. And I started to speak his word, confess his word. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, because I was a Christian living my life with little faith, let's put it that way. And God started increasing my faith. And fear started decreasing in my life. Again, that's where the song No Fear comes from, you know what I'm saying, with my battle with fear. And people have to remember, fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. But the Bible says that spirit does not come from God. So we can tell it where to go in Jesus' name. So I started speaking this word and confessing this word, and that depression started lifting off of my life. And I was suddenly able to see things in a brand new way. I was able to see my life differently. I was able to see myself differently. But that was very important to me because I also suffered from such incredibly low self-esteem growing up. And but the word of God changed my mind about that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it changed the way that I felt about myself. It changed the way I was able to see my life. The way I see God, you know, it changed the way I saw the Lord, because we have all these preconceived notions about God, and God is saying, no, you have the story wrong about me. You know what I'm saying? This is who I am. And until we get in his word, we don't know who he is. And the other thing is we don't know who we are.
My God, and we have to get in the
Word of God, because he is the Word. Jesus is the Word made flesh. So when we get in the Word of God, we discover who he is, and in that way, by discovering who he is, we discover who we are. And this is how we change the world.
Wow. If you just tune in, you're listening to Veronica of Angelo and Veronica, and she is doing some life class teaching right here these last 3 minutes here. I'm telling you what. And so certainly the power of all of what you said is wrapped up, bundled up in this project. And I feel that listeners and people will connect with every song, every single song. And we're going to let people hear Expecting Great Things. Tell us about that, which is with Pastor John P. Key.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's been – I actually have two duets now with Pastor John P. Key. he loved my version of Take Me to the King so much. So he wanted me to do Life and Favor in Spanish. So that is actually coming out in his, I guess, Life and Favor Deluxe Edition. in October.
Wow.
So there's so you're soon going to hear not only Taking to the King in Spanish, which is on the Made It Out Alive CD, but also Life in Favor in Spanish. But Expecting Great Things is in English. It's all English.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a song that I just desired to work with him because he had been so instrumental in the ministry of Angel and Veronica early on, and he's been just such a great blessing in our lives and such an awesome and wonderful friend to us that he's somebody that I really wanted to share a duet with on this album. And he loved this song, Expecting Great Things, and he said, wow, he says, I just haven't worshipped like this in a very, very long time. And if you hear him on this single, his voice is just, it would just blow your mind. It's just absolutely amazing. And Expecting Great Things, again, is just an extension of my walk with God and my walk of faith with the Lord.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because God knows the plans that he has for us, plans for welfare, not for calamity, but to give us a future and a hope so we can expect great things from God. If we are his children, we can only expect good things from God.
My goodness, only expect good things, listeners. And
yes,
we're going to let you hear that, so hold your horses on that. I know you're waiting to say, we want to hear it. We're going to let you hear it. So when can people get their hands on Made It Out Alive?
That's a difficult question. It was September 24th, so we're still hoping for that release date, but I will keep everybody updated for sure. They can, they can reach me through the website, veronicap.com, Facebook, at Veronica P on Twitter, and also Instagram. So I will be updating people. We're hoping it's going to be September 24th, but if it's not that, it's going to be very, very soon after that. But just keep on looking for Made It Out Alive.
Phenomenal. And listeners, I have tweeted her and I have posted in Facebook, so those are easy connection points. And if you're on my eBlast list, the direct connection points are right there. And if you're not, I need you to go to charvette.com and join the eBlast list so that way you have all the information on our guests. So you will be in the capital city of Richmond, oh my goodness, September.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yes. So certainly we want to talk about first, you will be special guest at the 11th anniversary of the Virginia Gospel Announcers Guild.
Yay.
Big shout out. I'm a proud member. Woo-hoo.
Yes.
So we are excited certainly to have you. That is, listeners, that is Saturday, September 14th. Very, very, very easy at 5 p.m. And we're going to be, I'm telling you what, it's just going to be awesome. So when you get ready, I know you're traveling all around. When you get ready to travel and get ready to prepare, how do you prepare yourself to minister?
Well, you know what? I don't know that I really prepare myself to minister. It's just my ministry comes with my everyday routine.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah.
That's something that I learned through my experience, you know, almost 16 years ago, where it's like almost completely lost my faith and lost my life, you know. But God showed me a different way to live. So for me, I think our success and our ministry and whatever it is we want to do comes through our daily routine. You know, so, I mean, it's something that I just pray every morning, and part of my devotional is just confessing the word of God, speaking the word of God, and then using that as prayers to God.
Mm,
you know what
yes.
I'm saying? It's almost like, okay, God, this is our language. You know what I'm saying? This is how we communicate, and that's the way I communicate with God, with his word. And I make that a part of my life. I try to make it a part of my life and my mind and my heart. And so that's the way that I prepare for ministry, you know. I mean, besides just getting a lot of rest, which isn't always possible.
rest is good. Rest is good.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I do want to touch on Take Me to the King, which I mentioned certainly is just sweeping and has stayed on the top of the charts. What prompted you to translate that and do that in Spanish?
Well, you know what? I would love to say, oh, that was our idea, but it actually was not. A woman named Vicky McLateod actually asked me to do that in Spanish, and I had no idea why, you know. But I just said, okay. I said I'll do it, and just through that, we made the music video, which is up on YouTube. It has over 10,000 views now, and you know, saying I've just heard all kinds of, you know, really great response from it. And we just basically kind of just said, yes, somebody asked us to do it, and we said, okay, you know.
And there you have it. So, listeners, you have to go. You have to go. Even if you don't know Spanish, you have to go check it out. Check it out and see it on YouTube. You got to check it out. It's awesome. So, again, Veronica of Angela and Veronica, tell our listeners one more time how they can contact you online.
Yes, absolutely. They can contact me directly through VeronicaP, as in Petrucci.com. We also have AngelaandVeronica.com site, and they can contact me on Facebook, Veronica Petrucci, also on Twitter, Veronica, at Veronica P, excuse me, and I'm also on Instagram. I think it's Veronica_Petrucci. On Instagram. So I love to hear from the fans, and I love to hear from people who love God. So love to hear from you, you know?
All
yeah.
Right. There's your personal invitation. And again, if you're in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, you will be able to see Veronica at the Virginia Gospel Announcers Guild 11th anniversary, and that's Saturday, September 14th, 5 p.m. It's a free concert, 5 p.m., and she is a featured artist along with Alvin Darling and several other groups. And the location is Four Points by Sheraton. That's right at 4700 South Laburnum Avenue. Again, Saturday, September 14th, 5 p.m. free and open to the public. You can come here, Veronica. And then on that Sunday, a little birdie told me, big shout out to Raymond Codman if he's listening, on that Sunday, Faith and Family Church, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. services, Veronica will be a special musical guest, and that's located 7900 Wamsley Boulevard. Again, Faith and Family Church in the capital city here, and you can visit them online at www.faithandfamilychurch.org. O-R-G. Well, I think this is great.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome, awesome.
You're awesome, Arvette. I just want to say you are awesome. All I remember is your beaming smile.
Oh,
we were in, South Carolina?
I think we were North Carolina.
North Carolina. Sorry, I get those confused. Until I know my geography.
Well, you travel so much, it's understandable. It is understandable. So you've been very gracious. We've had just awesome time working with you, and we're excited to see you in person. And so I think this is a great way to jump right on in and let listeners hear Expecting Great Things by Veronica. Thank you so much again, Veronica, for stopping by the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to being with you all in Richmond week after next weekend.
Fabulous. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Here we go, listeners.
I was taught years ago that if you live life with the spirit of expectancy, not only would you receive a harvest, but the thing you petition God for, expect it, and it shall come to pass.
Expecting great things, I'm expecting great things. I'm using my faith, and I'm expecting great things.
I'm expecting great things.
And I'm expecting great things.
What are you believing? believing for.
Come on. Sing it out of your faith. Come on.
John P. Key. Again, check her out online and stay looking out for her new project release, Made It Out Alive. Listen, we're moving right on into our next segment. I'm delighted to have our next guest up, another artist spotlight. This young lady is hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully she enjoyed some virtual snacks while she was in the virtual green room. But this dynamic young lady, Sequoia Birch, is certainly a rising star, and she has a new, brand new album release the debut release called It's Me, and we want to hear all about it and learn all about her. So we're going to the mics right now and bringing Sequoia online. Hello, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Great. We're glad to have you. So let's jump right on in. For those that are listening in, let's just go back. Let's go back a little ways. When did the music bug bite you?
Okay. Right. That's a good question because it bit me when I was very, very small. I grew up in a Baptist church here in Atlanta. And my mom really got me into singing. I mean, if a tent revival was coming to Atlanta, my mom was there, and I was sitting right next to her, you know.
Wow.
Ever since I can remember being 3 years old, 4 years old, sleep, her pinching me to get up, you know, like all of that. From any time the church doors were open, my mom was there. And so, you know, of course, you go into the services and you see all of the amazing singing, you know, and just people having a good time. You see all of the emotions. And when I was younger, I didn't really understand it. But, of course, as I'm older, I understand, you know, why they were singing so amazingly,
yeah.
You know, with so much heart and with so much passion, you know. But going back a little bit, my great aunt, who's no longer with us, she's no longer with us in our family. But my great aunt was the one who gave me my first solo.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Auntie.
How it happened. Right. She put me up on a table because I was so little. And she was like, I want y'all to gather around. I want y'all to hear my niece. I got to hear her. You know, hear her sing. Go on, baby, sing that song. Jesus wants me for a song, then, you know, and I was like, okay, I'm up singing, there's a crowd around me, you know, people can't really see me because I'm so little, even standing on top of the table, you know, and so just from that, that's a memory that I will never, ever forget because she introduced me to my passion at that moment, you know, and I didn't even know it, I was just nervous, but I really appreciate my aunt and my mom for that, so yeah. So
awesome. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. I always like to hear kind of how things started from the beginning. And so now we fast forward to present day. How would you describe your sound to someone that may just be getting introduced to your music? How do you describe your own sound?
It's very soulful. And it's so, I know you hear a bunch of artists say it. It's cliche. It's hard to describe my sound. But
yeah.
My sound is very, it's very soulful. It's soulful, it's acoustic, but then again, you have a little bit of rhythm to it, you know. So it's not so much as R&B, but it's really a laid-back feel. I'm not one of those big singers. I'm more of those just kind of sit down and listen to me type singers.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
We need diversity. We need diversity, and because sometimes you may want to feel like listen to this, and then other times you may want to listen to that. So we need diversity in ministry, and God is a diverse God, so that is all good. And I mentioned earlier that you actually did some mainstream recording with the likes of such as India Ari on Testimonies Volume 1 and 2. What was that experience like?
It was amazing. It's always great to be around excellence because you learn from it, especially when you're trying to move forward with your own projects and your own career. And India was she is an amazing woman, and I learned so much from her. And it was just great. Just that was the first time I was ever in, like, a real studio, you know, for all of my singers out there. Y'all know, you know, you had a little closet studio, and you had a little rig set up, you know, but we're working on that album. My husband, who was back at the time, just, you know, my boyfriend, a good friend of mine, he introduced me to that more so, I want to say, the professional, you know, world where people were actually turning their singing into a career and it was no longer just a hobby. So that was really a good experience for me because then I was like, maybe I could do this as, you know, a career and really get good. But that was an amazing experience for me.
Wonderful.
Just working with her.
Well, that's good, and I wanted you to share that as well. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, we say hello. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. This is one of our artist spotlights, and we're chatting it up here with Sequoia Birch. Yes,
hey.
Yes, yes. New project, It's Me. We want you to pick it up. So let's talk about It's Me. So tell us about this project, the songs, your writers, producers, all that good stuff.
Yes, It's Me. Oh my God, it was just a long time coming. I put my heart into that album, Charvette, because I really wanted to tell my story to people. You know, music for many artists is an outlet. You know, whenever you're feeling a certain way, you just write. And that's one thing that it was for me. And my husband was the writer on there because, you know, he's with me all the time. He is experiencing things with me, and he helps me to tell my story. He's a great writer as well. There's Aaron Swedge from there, a writer, great, great writer from Chicago. There was Sam Collier, an amazing writer here in Atlanta, Georgia, who's starting a great movement here. There's a friend, Sequoia. I mean, it was just so many people who just came in and just really helped me to tell my story. And that's what It's Me is. It's just living life as a mom, a wife, a Christian, a person, you know.
Wow, yeah.
And in the mainstream, you don't really hear about people talking about how they are a wife or a mom. And I was like, you know, that story needs to be told because it's so many people's story. And so I was I wanted to go into that. So on the album, you hear some songs about my kids, you know, some songs that moms can relate to. Then you have your love songs, and then towards the end, you have your just pure worship songs, where it's just me singing to God my love songs.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you brought that point up because a lot of what people have access to or what captivates their attention about families or relationships is the basketball wives, the hip-hop, I'm married to the game or trying to marry the game or whatever the show is. And so that's great that you wanted to put out something that was holistic, wholesome, neutral, but gives a good, really good background.
Yeah, because people need that. You know, I needed it. The songs that I actually wanted to hear are the songs that I wrote. I wanted a song. There's a song on there that talks about how beautiful we are as women, specifically African-American women. And I couldn't really think of a song that I could just pick up or just pop into my radio or just turn up on my iPod that I could listen to that talks about how beautiful I was, you know. And so I wrote the song called Beautiful, because that's something that I actually needed to hear in my day-to-day routine, you know. And just to talk about that and to have other little girls hear that instead of so just there being a balance, you know. This is not me bashing, but I definitely do believe that there needs to be a balance in music.
I would agree with you. I completely agree with you. And so tell us about the names and the titles of some of the other songs that are on the project.
Okay, so there's the title track, It's Me, which just talks about me.
and we're going to let them hear that one.
You know, It's Me was a great song because it was a turning point in my life where I wrote about sometimes you can shy away from your faith, and you can allow people to ridicule you to the point to where you kind of become ashamed of your faith, you know, and your belief in God, and they ask you, well, you must be crazy, you know, why do you believe this? Or, you know, so many people have so many opinions about our faith. And I was like, you know, this is my experience, this is my life, this is what I've known since I was little, and this is who I'm going to be. It's me, you know, this is what I have experienced. This is who God wants me to be, and I'm going to be totally all right with that, you know. So that is me. There's a song called, the worship song at the end is one of my favorites. It was co-written by Aaron Swedge, who I was telling you guys about, called I Surrender All, and that's just beautiful. You just feel like worshiping, and that's the song. There's another worship song called Just Hallelujah, and that was just my praise song to God, just telling God thank you for everything that you've done in my life. So There's a song called Beautiful, like I mentioned earlier, just talking about women and their beauty, not about the outside, you know, and how much makeup
right.
you can put on, but just the inner beauty of being a great person, being a great mom, being a great wife, being a great friend, being a great sister. That's beautiful to me, and that's not talked about a lot. It's not put in the forefront. So that's what that song is about. It's really touching. If you want to be encouraged in that area, I would suggest, you know, just take a listen to that song.
Take a listen.
Just take a listen.
Great. How can people purchase the project?
It's downloadable. You can go to iTunes. Since you're not here in Atlanta and I can't just hand you one out of my trunk,
We have listeners in Atlanta. We do have listeners in Atlanta.
I mean, if you have listeners, you know, just look for a white.
But to make it easy on everyone, we want you to go to iTunes.
Yes, I want you to go to iTunes, yes, and search Sequoia Birch. Don't search the title It's Me because it pulls up a lot of things. It just gets confusing. But if you go to iTunes and you search Sequoia Birch, then the album will come up. And just download it and take a listen.
Phenomenal, and that is, listeners, Sequoia. So there is the spelling.
Yes.
And certainly, if you are following me on Twitter, on Facebook, I have tweeted and tagged. And if you're on my email list, you got a nice little email with a pretty little picture, and she's holding either a bass or a guitar. I got to brush up on my instruments. But and you have all of the information right there. So, yeah, you know, while we're talking about social media, how can people connect with you on social networking sites?
Oh, sweet. Okay, so people can find me on Facebook. You can just go on Facebook and search Sequoia Birch. I'm always on Facebook. I love Facebook. It's a great way to interact with people. I do love personal messages, so if you do find me on Facebook, give me a personal message, and I definitely will get back to you. Just tell me about the album, ask me any questions, you know, tell me about songs that you might want to hear, and, you know, I'll try to write them. I like to do that. I'm also on Instagram. It's Sequoia Birch as well. I am on, oh, Lord, I forget sometimes.
Instagram, Twitter.
All right, Twitter is at Sequoia Live, Sequoia Live. And those are the main things that I use. Those are the places that people can find me.
Wonderful. Well, listeners, we've given you plenty of opportunity to connect with Sequoia. So now I think it's a great space to play It's Me, the title track from the project. You can pick up on iTunes. And I'm glad we just had a chance to chat it up with you and certainly just to get to experience you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Yes, thank you so much, Charvette. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, here we go. It's Me by Sequoia Birch.
Just another day at the masquerade. I'm a master of grand illusion. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't recognize her face. Who's that girl staring back at me now? Just a face. I don't know, but I'm curious. What is this so unfamiliar? Never been here, feel so peculiar. Who is this I see? Illusions of me, I ask myself, who am I? Who am I? I'm cute, I'm kind, I care, I'm wise, I smile, I cry, I hurt sometimes. These are not messed up ways.
But it's me, it's who I am. And now that it rains, it's nice, it's my premium.
pain, too much to bear. And we really care, but we pretend we don't. Break free from this masquerade. Break free from this masquerade. Break free from this masquerade.
Listeners, It's Me by Sequoia Birch. Check her out on iTunes. Listen, we are ready to move into our third segment. I'm excited. My next guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. Again, I hope he's enjoying some virtual snacks while he's in there. We're going to be talking to Dwayne A. Bennett, and I'm telling you what, we're going to be talking about the 7 winning ways to college success. We have a very quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Dwayne. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual food for thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
Prevailing Word Ministries, 1656 Mountain Road, Glen Allen, VA. Pastor Garner, developing men into Christ's character and likeness, daily bearing their cross with joy and excitement. I'm Dee. Sundays, 10:30.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're moving right on in to our next segment here. This gentleman has been here before, back by popular demand. Certainly, Dwayne A. Bennett, author, sought-after speaker, and just a motivational person. And so, Dwayne, we're excited to have you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Welcome.
I am glad to be here, and it's just a great day to be on the first day of school for all of the school kids in the Tuscola County and Richmond area. It's just awesome to be here today, Jessica.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so certainly we want to talk about this new book or the book that you have out, The 7 Winning Ways to College Success from High School to College Graduate. And this book is a step-by-step blueprint that's going to assist students as they work their way through what they might find as challenges and pitfalls and distractions. And I'm sure that it will help educators and parents alike. So tell us why you decided to write this.
Well, it's two reasons, and we can look at it from the current statistics of today first. And what that means is a lot of people don't know that in high school, 50% of the youth or students that enter high school don't graduate. That the other way, the percentage of kids that go in high school, they drop out. And that is because they don't know their way, they don't have a clear path, there are myriad of reasons. The other thing, which is very, very interesting, which a lot of people don't know, is that once a person or a student enters college as a freshman, before they can even get to sophomore year, somewhere between 33 to 50% of the entering freshmen don't make it to sophomore year. Again, in other words, 30 to 50% of the youth that enter college, they drop out even before they are It takes them, at least those that do graduate, it takes them about on average of 5 to 6 years to even complete college these days.
Wow. So let's actually, we might be having some technical difficulties, listeners. We recognize that. Let's go to a quick commercial break, and we'll clear that up, and we will be right back, actually a music break. We'll be right back with Dwayne A. Bennett. Don't you go anywhere. This is Israel. This is Isaiah Thomas. Been good. Here you go.
All right.
Been so good to me. It's so plain to see. Said he made a way for me. Been so good to me. Help me out now.
Listen, we're jumping right back in. If you're just tuning in, this is Charvette Mitchell. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're chatting it up and talking to Dwayne A. Bennett. He's coming back up to the mic so we can continue this conversation around the seven winning ways to college success. So, Dwayne, welcome back. Welcome back. So let's continue, again, why you decided to write this book.
Well, currently, with the statistics, as we were sharing earlier, 50% of the high school students that enter high school, they drop out.
Wow.
There's thousands of kids across the United States that are dropping out every day. It's a phenomenal number, it's a high percentage. Then if we move from high school to college, freshmen entering to college, by the time they are ready to move on to sophomore year, 70% of them only make it, meaning 30 to 50% of them drop out from freshman year until sophomore year. So I decided to write a book to help high school students and college students navigate from making it from freshman year until graduation in high school and also making it through that critical freshman year to sophomore year in college. And then once we get there, to continue to walk them through all the way to graduation from college at the same time. So I'm helping both of youth in those areas.
Wow. And I saw 1 million on your website. Tell us about the 1 million.
Well, along with my book, The 7 Winning Ways to College Success, I'm also establishing what I call the 1 million tassels movement. And the reason I named it 1 million tassels is because when you graduate from high school and you graduate from college, on top of your head, what do you get, Charvette?
You have the wonderful hat with the tassel hanging down.
With the tassel, exactly.
Yeah.
And then on both times when you graduate from college and you graduate from high school, you move it from one side to the other, signifying you're graduating. So my mission, my personal mission, is to help 1 million youth to stay in school, plan for their own success, and graduate on time. So that's where we get that number, 1 million tassels.
All right, somebody out here being the change that they want to see. Prime example right here with Dwayne A. Bennett. And so what are some of the challenges that as youth, I would say high school, let's start with high school, kind of that senior year, and we probably junior year in high school, what are the challenges or what are things that people are kind of dropping the ball on as they're trying to prep and get ready for college?
Well, it was some of the same things, again, that motivated me to write the book when I was in high school. So if we take a step back to when I was in high school, I was told I was going to college. I had a feeling I was going to college. And I just threw out some accolades, not to be impressive, but to impress upon people they can do it also. But I was in the top 1% of my class. I was in the National Honor Society. I was voted as the most likely to succeed. I was also the class representative for the entire school. And in the back of my mind, I was like, I've done all the things I need to do to graduate from high school, and I'm ready to go to college. But something's missing here because I'm getting into my second semester, and I don't think I'm doing the things I need to do as far as putting in applications and scholarships and those type of things. But what happened was, 2 weeks before the deadline for me to apply, my counselor came to me and said, hey, here's your financial aid applications. Here are your college applications to colleges you want to apply to. You got 2 weeks to get them in. If you don't get them in 2 weeks, you're not going to college. Whew. I was like, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Stress.
Exactly.
Stress.
And every time I tell the story, I'm still mad from way back in the day. I won't say it when
right.
I graduate, but I get mad every time I tell the story. So what happened is, I thank God I was able to get them in.
Mm-hmm.
I was selected to a couple of colleges, and I chose Virginia Tech. And from that point on, I made a promise to myself. When I get the opportunity to go back and help high school students to graduate, I was going to do that. And that's been on my mind, on my heart for a long, long time, and that spurred me to write the book, The 7 Winning Ways to College Success from High School to College Graduate. Now, what I found out, Charvette, is my story from at least, mm-hmm. at least 10 years ago, is the same story of high school students now. They're
wow.
doing the work. They're getting ready, but for a myriad of reasons, they don't know what they need to do to prepare themselves to go to college. And the reason for this is because a lot of the emphasis, and you already know this, in high school is on passing certain tests and graduating from high school. So that's the goal of the principals, and that's the goal of the counselors, just to get you to graduate from high school. So if they've
right.
accomplished that goal, hey, they've done what they're supposed to do. However, in order to get from high school to college, there's a whole skill set. There's a whole lot of other things that need to be done. And a lot of times you may have a counselor or maybe even a coordinator in school that may not be pushing you or staying on top of the things you need to do. So you need some help to get that done. That's why I decided to help our parents and our educators to fill that gap to get our young people ready to graduate from high school to go to college.
And I have to throw in that you went on to get your JD, your law degree, so you certainly have the experience behind you and are a lover of education, and so certainly you have that there. And you are also speaking at high schools and different youth groups all the time, right?
Right, yeah, and that's the thing, too, because, you know, we can go in and reach our kids, not only in high school, but we can meet them at the churches, we can meet them at youth groups, we can meet them at rallies, those type of things. So I try to be involved with them also. And one of the questions that you asked, you said, well, what about, what should they be doing junior year and senior year? Well, Chavette, I need to back up a little bit. I need to
back up to freshman year.
I need to back up
freshman
to freshman year.
Yeah.
Freshman year in high school, you should start preparing mentally to go to college. Now, the research, and this is the current research, the cutting-edge research says now by the Department of Education and a lot of the educational institutions and governing bodies, they all agree on this. We even have to back up a little further to middle school. And in middle school, we have to start planting the seeds to our young people of getting ready to get their mindset ready to think about college. Even though we got to get through high school, we have to plant that seed, because what happens now is it's so much going on with our young people. In school, outside of school, there's a lot of distractions, a lot of things to keep them off track. There's a lot of competing things for their time. So if we don't get them on the right path early by at least thinking about college and middle school and then preparing on their freshman year for high school, it becomes a real, real rocky road, and it lessens the chance of our young people being able to graduate on time, which is another key I hope to help our young people with.
Wonderful. Tell listeners while they are listening how they can find you online and purchase your books and all that.
I have a couple of websites, and I try to focus them on the different areas for your different needs. If, in fact, you just want to get a copy of my book, The 7 Winning Ways to College Success from High School to College Graduate, you can go to www.1milliontassels.com. That's what you mentioned earlier, Chavette. www.1tassels.com, and you can purchase my book there. When I'm talking
and
about,
if they,
go ahead.
Yes, if they want to find out about speaking, your speaking engagements and all of that, where would they go?
For speaking and specifically for educators, www.DwayneBennettSpeaks.com. www.DwayneBennettSpeaks.com. That'll tell you about the topics I speak on. That are actually, you could actually see me speak. You get to watch a video of me speaking to youth at the time. You get some additional information on my book, and you get the contact information to get directly to me. So that's a great, great resource, www.DwayneBennettSpeaks.com.
All right. Awesome. And then are you also on social networking sites where they can connect with you?
Yes, I'm on. And you're going to have to, and Chavette, this is where I need your help. You're going to help me with my social networking.
We could do that. We could do that.
I think I got a handle. I'm getting a better handle. I am on Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook by my name, Dwayne Bennett. I am on Twitter. I'm kind of figuring my way through Twitter right now, but I am on Twitter, and I try to get out some motivational quotes and some educational quotes on Twitter with that. But one thing that I'm getting better with, because a lot of professionals, you know, work through this social network site now, is LinkedIn. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I'm able to connect with a lot of educators, with a lot of parents, and with a lot of administrators within the educational industry. So I'm out there, and I love to interact. I love to answer questions. I love to stay on the cutting edge of information, because we are in the information age.
Yes,
and
I
things
agree.
Things change so fast. You know, while we're talking now, Chavette, things are happening in education. Things are happening in media. And then by tomorrow, if we don't stay on top of them, we're a day behind, we're a week behind, we're a month behind, and a couple months. I like to stay connected for that reason.
Wonderful. And certainly when you are called to speak, what are some of the most requested topics for you to speak on?
The most requested topic for me to speak on is success, meaning what is a pathway that a high school student or a college student can stay on in order to, again, plan for their own success and graduate on time. And the reason that pathway to success is so important is this. There's a lot of other, I mentioned this earlier, there's a lot of things going on within the high school that competes for a young person's time. Of course, mm-hmm. they have to prepare for school. They have to do their academic work. But then they may be involved in social clubs. And then, like you just mentioned, there's social media. And then there's also family time. And then there are also individual interests that a high school person engages in now. While they're focusing all on those things, sometimes, again, remember I told you we had to start from freshman year?
Yes.
They're not doing the preparation. They're not doing the research. They're not putting in the applications. They're not working on their essays that they need in order to be prepared to take the college entrance examinations and also to complete their applications at the end of their high school year. So what I do in my book is I say, hey, there's seven steps I want you to take. Take these seven steps while you're as a freshman. Start with you as a freshman and work your way through to senior year. However, if you don't start when you're a freshman, start when you're a sophomore. You just have to move a little faster, Chavez. If you're not ready when you're a sophomore, then get ready when you're a junior. If you want to start now, of course, you got to move a little faster. And then if you're just starting out with the seven winning ways when you're a senior, you really have to hustle to be ready to graduate on time.
So wherever you are, and what I hear loud and clear certainly mm-hmm. is start early, but don't fret if you are already down the path and you thought you could wait till junior year. Pick up this book, and then you can accelerate it and catch up to where you need to be. Certainly the seven winning ways to college success from high school to college graduate by Dwayne A. Bennett. Check him out, check him out, check him out. Well, Dwayne, I tell you, our time flew by. We'll certainly just have to have you back to talk more about this. But again, give our listeners your main website and also the website about the 1 million, impacting the 1 million students.
Okay. My 1 million tassels movement, that's to help 1 million students to stay in school, plan for their success, and graduate on time is www.1millionTassels.com, www.1millionTassels.com. And then if you'd like to know about my speaking topics, get an opportunity to see me speak, learn some other things about me, then you can go to www.DwayneBennettSpeaks.com, www.DwayneBennettSpeaks.com.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're glad we just had a chance to talk to you and hopefully get some information and some empowerment into the hands of people that actually really, really need it to be successful in life. So thank you so much again.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We thank you so much for checking us out, and we'll be here next week, same time, same place. See you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.